LFNT Radio, man, we live.
All right, okay, you already know what it is. It's your man, Mr. 5150, holding it down, representing that legendary Forever Entertainment. We finna get right back into the music, but I'm gonna need for y'all to call us up, 909-265-9235. All you guys out there listening live right now, 909-265-9235. We got a live interview tonight. I'm gonna give y'all more details a little later on, but what we finna do right now is get into that French Montana, Fuck What Happens Tonight. You already know what it is. Stay tuned.
Funk Master Flex Night.
Fuck all that whole shit.
Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.
Fuck all you fuck boys. Bitch, we real hustlers. Get money. It's we the best music. Bad boy. Funk boy.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave. Fucking streets on me, death row Jamaican, murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
It was murder she wrote.
Yeah.
Your name of blood. When the love gone. Your eyes diluted full of blood.
Six cars full of goons, six blocks, heard the boom. Dreadlock, middle of June, headshots get tuned. Phone, 10 shots, 5 gone. 9-11, dial tone, you want it all, dial alone. War going on, nobody stay from. And I be talking to the judge when your day come. Like, it was hard not to kill these niggas. It was like a full-time job not to kill these niggas. 8 figures need the 8-story mansion. Why I'm strapped up? Two-stepping with the devil dance. Diluted with blood in my eyes. Like stillborn niggas won't make it out alive now.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave them lonely. Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaicans. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
Fuck it, I'm ready to die tonight. Put it on mama, that clip in the back, and I loaded it twice. Just to call away, my niggas is ready no matter the price. Playing with mine, you niggas can get it, including your wife. Isn't life a motherfucker? Since 17, that pistol been my blood brother. Sleeping with that lethal weapon, playing Danny Glover. AK-40, all 100, if we talking numbers. Ride a fucking with monsters, niggas won't beat. Turn them to pasta, load up the clip, shoot up your master. Bang, bang, black some fire, pesticide. I'm wrapped inside a lake that women was safe inside. And look in my eyes, I hate this guy. This life of gun, I compromise it, oh Lord. I'ma ride on my enemy. If I die tonight, I bet them gangsters remember me. Nickel.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave them lonely.
No.
Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaican. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight.
490, nigga.
Fuck what happens tonight.
My motherfucking kids.
I got
nigga.
My gun on
from
me.
From the depths of the sea. Back to the block with a bitch on my dick and a bottle of Ciroc. Tick tock, non-stop, block on block, blood clot. Don't test that lion cause you'll get dropped on the spot. Lick shot, drip drop on the soil. Hot, hot till it boils. To this crib shit I'm loyal. Dip with us, ride with us, slide with us, slip with us, sip with us, dip with us. Bad little bitch wanna get with us. Say she like the French tip, nails that I wear. And how I'm so pimped out with dreads in my hair, yeah. You got poop, now the truth is the dare. Blue bandana, it's me in Montana at the Tropicana. With Tanisha, Alicia, Lakeisha, Savannah. Nicknames for my blammer.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave them lonely. Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaican. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
The smell of blood in the bathroom. Body laid out stiff full of stab wounds. I told this nigga I was coming back. Pussy must have not have heard me when I told him that. Nigga, it's eye for an eye, a life for a life, a body for a price. I wanna smell his last breath took, and look him in his eyes and make for sure he knows how death looks. Cause I'm him, it's in the air, I can feel it. Shot him 4 times with the gun I was concealing. Overkill him, it ain't no coming back from it. Then walked away with the demeanor like I just done it. Something evil this week coming, but big face hunted, this bitch gets punished.
I got my gun on, I tell my kids I never leave them lonely. Fucking streets on, death row Jamaican, murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
For La Bren.
Turn me all the way up. I know I got that flow back, nigga.
See that call? Mm-hmm.
Real rap hill back in the map black.
I got him out when I'm
mapping that ass back. Yeah.
While they don't.
They ain't fly and they can't rap.
Hoes in the telly on the late night. Smoking real good, my eyes late flight. She riding that, try to tell me where her heart was at. I'm like, nah, put the face like. Yeah, I'm a straight shot. I'm a thorough nigga, but I'm a great guy. In the old car, a new paint job. My crew ain't the squad, my new ain't. Talk. Who ain't talking that shit? The ballers get wet.
Ralph.
All of this shit is scholarship flow. We taught some free wisdom. I'ma wet on my artistry different. I'ma wet on my heart is by my coupling. Though I'm living a life without a plush things, I am living a life without trusting. Yeah, too much hate with your crew hot. Too much love get you too pop. Too much bread over here get you stalked by the feds, the IRS and a few bras. Yeah, real rap, feel back in the mad black. She ain't at where I'm at, send that air back. I'ma tell you why this guy saying where they at. Even niggas ain't fly or they can't rap. Yup, yup, can a nigga flow? Yup, yup, got a million hoes. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yup, yup, all the niggas
ain't fly or they can't rap.
Yup, yup, out of nigga show. Live bitches out of nigga show. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yup, yup, all the bitches go. Yup, yup, can a nigga flow? Yup, yup, got a million hoes. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yup, yup, all the
niggas ain't fly or they can't rap.
Yup, yup, out of nigga show. Live bitches out of nigga show. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those.
From the living room, make a wall sure. Yeah, yap, yap, nigga on his tip. Yap, yap, nigga never slip. Nah, hold up, wait a minute with that homie shit. I was on my grindin', you ain't never loan me shit. I was on a mission, nigga, you ain't never load a clip. Hold up, you remind me of my old bitch. Hold up, why you always on that whole shit? Man, hold up, got me talking about some old shit. So I get back to the money, say I'm acting funny. Face everywhere, thank God I ain't ugly. See him in the mirror, they say God is above me. In a Porsche Panamera, smoking weed, getting scully. Yeah, so come get me if you want me. Me and my buddy, leave shit real bloody yellow tape on the beat. It's no wonder why they love me out.
Yeah, yeah, can a nigga flow? Yeah, yeah, got a million hoes. Yeah, yeah, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yeah, yeah, for the niggas
they fire, they can't rap.
Yeah, yeah, out of nigga show. Live bitches out of nigga show. Yeah, yeah, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yeah, yeah, for the bitches go. Yeah, yeah, can a nigga flow? Yeah, yeah, got a million hoes. Yeah, yeah, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yeah, yeah, for the niggas go. Yup, yup, out of nigga show. Live bitches out of nigga show. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yup, yup, all the niggas
they fire, they can't rap.
It's a whole lot of yak, now a lot of chase. And the hoes in the back, they ain't tryna wait. She opens eyes and I'ma close mine. And this is cashmere thoughts, me snore face. This is Iceberg Slim with some more game. This is Mark Jane, niggas Pam James. It's a damn shame, niggas without game. Call them all the time, I call them ugly name. I am highly respected, I'm much young dame. Rolling up south, Bubba Sweet Jane Jones, G-Thing made G's via G-Code. Bonfire, make a riot, be a free show. Beat the beat up, get a couple naps. I am nothing like these motherfucking upper guys. The PR sitting hard with the number nines. In the fall, they be talking about the summer's mine. Real rap, feel back in the map black. She ain't at where I'm at, send that air back. I'ma tell you why these niggas ain't. Fuck it, niggas ain't fly, and they can't rap. Yup, yup, can a nigga flow? Yup, yup, got a million hoes. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yup, yup, for the
niggas ain't fly, they can't rap.
Yup, yup, got a nigga show. Live bitches got a nigga show. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yup, yup, all the bitches go. Yup, yup, can a nigga flow? Yup, yup, got a million hoes. Yup, yup, when a nigga step out and the pair was those. Yup, yup, all the
niggas
go.
Hello, people.
So you, the listener out there.
Yeah, you right there by the speaker.
I think I'm gonna try something different with this one.
What you trying?
Love ride, love ride.
I know y'all heard songs about me where I talk about my struggles and shit, or me talking to the females, or just spitting them bars, that shit, know how that go, but I don't think y'all know. I mean, like me, like a person. So I think I'm gonna introduce myself. Listen, I'm simply just a bad motherfucker with a lot of dope potential. A good dude, my resume will show you great credentials. My vice is writing rhymes and flowing over instrumentals. But I must admit at times it's not so normal in my mental, cause my train of thought is far too gone to comprehend. Some would say my views on how I look at life just might offend. Shit, I say opinions just like anal. I never really fuck with that. So if you think I'm changing for your comfort, well, good luck with that. Soon as I step inside whatever building friendly, I just might excite the party, or I may invoke some envy. I speak whatever's real and try to give you nothing less. That's why I'm connected the most, I'm familiar with the rest. I'm somewhat of a mess, and yeah, sometimes I tend to stress, but then I look up, proceed to give some thanks because I'm blessed. Yet been able to shake this feeling, I'm the motherfucking best, and that's just something I had to get up off my chest. Homie, I'm the shit, I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own time. Homie, I'm the shit. Shit, ain't no telling what I'm gon' do. Here's my bandwagon, you can hop on if you want to. Now get your hands up in the air if you can feel me. If you feel just what I'm saying, won't you ever stand with me? Homie, I'm the shit, I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own sign. I'm simply just a crazy motherfucker with a knack for flirting heavy. Spike the theory, I'm a rapper, so them hearts be hurting steady. Can't blame me for indulging with these chicks that wanna fuck me. It was once upon a time where I was called the ugly duckling, so I try to keep it low key. But it's not so simple to the ones that really know me. Sucker for them wonders that women offer to show me. Vaginal's a drug, and I've yet to find a supplement to keep me from an OD. But since we're talking supplements, let's talk intoxication. Got a stomach still as Iron Man for any celebration. Plus, I birthed a persona known as ignorant intellectual. So, thus, you try debating me? Rebuttals prove too flexible. Overlooked by most, but some would say revered by many. Competition not as me, but quite respected by plenty. Still, I won't shake this feeling, I'm the motherfucking best. And yet again, just had to get that off my chest. Homie, I'm the shit, I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own time. Homie, I'm the shit, ain't no telling what I'm gon' do. Here's my bandwagon, you can hop on if you want to. Now get your hands up in the air if you can feel me. If you feel just what I'm saying, won't you ever stand with me? Homie, I'm the shit, I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own sign. I say, I don't think you got the memo, homie.
I'm the shit.
Let me tell you one more time, homie.
I'm the shit.
In case you ain't hear it the first time,
homie, I'm the shit.
Matter of fact, bring the hook back.
Homie, I'm the shit. I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own time. Homie, I'm the shit. Ain't no telling what I'm gon' do. Here's my bandwagon, you can hop on if you want to. Now get your hands up in the air if you can feel me. If you feel just what I'm saying, won't you ever stand with me? Homie, I'm the shit, I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own time. Homie, I'm the shit, I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own time. I'm the shit, ain't no telling what I'm gon' do. Here's my bandwagon, you can hop on if you want to. Now get your hands up in the air if you can feel me. If you feel just what I'm saying, won't you ever stand with me? Homie, I'm the shit, I'm the greatest in my own mind. Can't nobody tell me when, cause I'ma make my own time. I am the shit. It is your honor to meet me, nigga. I swear. Bro, God, shit. Word to Patrick Pratt. I'm the shit.
Honorable. hard just for the snake boy. Shoot your ass in the pieces, man, and deliver it to your front door. Oh, oh. Encore, they want more of their fans now. Got your girl, ass clapping, hands down. Don't approach me with your hands out. Sitting down, I still stand out. Tall nigga with jewelry on like Christmas lights on a damn house. Me, and I'm cool with it. You don't know what to do with yourself when I do it. I'm doing it fresh, born to do it. So I do it to death, climbing the steps, walking my dogs. We don't get along, I'm telling them fancy. Hit them like ha, hit them like ha, shoot up his spot and I'm leaving like ha. Okay, you know I started from scratch. I go to the strip club just to relax. I get a flat tire, I buy a new car. You know it's time, but they'll check the roll in.
If you keep whining, baby, you gon' lose me. Better chew me, baby, come choose me.
Yeah.
So fine that I let the girl use me. But I'll never get used up useless. Baby, you, man. Baby, you, man.
Can't leave with you. You a broke nigga, can't smoke weed yeah. with you. Ain't a boss, then I can't sip lean with you. Not a rapper, bitch. I'm a mall stripper. 458, it's a centipede. These hoe niggas ain't seen a half of me. Stop pimp, cuff them in the script club. And the difference, these hoes ask for me. Whoa. Love flair, nigga, on round, nigga. K-Man, shit, drunk about half, nigga. Yeah. You a bad nigga, well, I'm a bad killer. You a fuck, nigga, I don't fuck with you. Two chain, nigga, my cub.
Yep.
All my cousins sell drugs.
Yep.
My brother sent the pack, I fell. Love and told everybody I know I sell blood.
All I rock is designer clothes. All I take is designer drugs. So get those cuffs by the club. Walk up on the beach with a bag of bugs. Two chains, two times, got major money. More money than the label trying to sign a thug. Ain't CEO say you wanna sign with me because the artist that you got ain't hot enough.
If you keep whining, baby, you gon' lose me. Better chew me, baby, come choose me. So fine that I let the girl use me. But I'll never get used up useless. Baby, you, man. Baby, you, man.
That nigga ain't making no noise. No, nah, making no noise. Them niggas ain't making no noise.
Shut up.
Making no noise. Them niggas ain't making no noise. No, nah, making no noise. That nigga ain't making no noise.
Shut up.
All right. Okay, you already know what it is. It's your man, Mr. 5150, holding it down, representing that legendary Forever Entertainment. I got my brother in the building, the Prince Aries. You know your phone's still muted, right?
Huh.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know what else you want me to say, goddamn it, but I still suck.
We got Anna 90 in the building. Anna, what's going on?
Don't worry. What?
No. Not at all.
You better go sit next to Prince Harry's bike.
I can hear you in here.
Oh.
Why don't y'all switch spots, goddammit? I'm the 90 said hello to the world. And
anyways.
And that pussy don't work.
And we got one of our faithful Twitter team followers in the building. We got Miami. Wait, let them know what your Twitter name is, because you and these multi-
She texted me every motherfucking other day. What? Say it again for me.
XOXO with a hustle, what?
This bitch changed her name like every other month.
Exactly. right? What they do, this Miss Virgo, please follow me out on Twitter, XOXO with a hustle. That's what we do. Please go ahead and listen, because we all...
I'm trying to take my goddamn microphone. She ain't maintained. She ain't maintained. Matter of fact,
anyways,
he live and direct right now, goddammit. Don't say shit about my head being cut. Don't say a damn thing. I know.
I mean, we know you got it. We know you got a catalyst.
Whoa, it ain't that damn high. Don't lie like that. Anyway,
I don't know.
Live
I can't
interview.
See it. He must have got a jig, girl.
What? You petty bastard. No.
Whoa,
don't you ever call me no mutt. Don't you ever call me no mutt.
A mutt,
you know damn well
mutt.
If I'm a mutt, you a mutt. And
see how
a mutt
just
call
each other?
He a mutt by force.
Who the fuck is a mutt?
You.
Bitch, I'm a full-blown nigga. I'm sorry to tell you.
Hey, watch that profanity, sir. I can't
I'm
reply
sorry,
that.
I'm
I want
sorry.
To.
I couldn't. I would love to help you, but I don't speak English.
Damn. Damn. Well, somebody just told the truth. Anyway,
you know, on the
outside, this nigga said he got something to say.
What you
got
to say,
you know,
now,
I always
nigga?
Got something to say. I wonder if we put duct tape over his mouth, would it work, or how long would it last? Probably like 30 seconds. True. And it, well, you got to duct tape his feet, too, because you know he got the monkey, them, like, monkey paws.
Man, that's real funny.
All right, we live in the studio right now, man. We going to take as many requests as we can. We got a live interview with Fru. Is that it? Did I pronounce it right? F-R-U? I'm sorry. If I mispronounce his Twitter name, I'm sorry. If I mispronounce his name, I apologize. This is my first time seeing his name. I'm just going to say it. So all you guys that are his fans out there, I apologize. Hit him up at F-R-U is here. I repeat, capital F, capital R, capital U is here. He's going to be live and direct at 11:30 p.m. Central Time. 12:30 a.m. I think it's Eastern Time. Goddammit. Yeah. Anyways.
Wait, I have a question. Did his name stand for something? Because I got "fuck you" really in my head.
Never mind.
I thought he said "F you are." I was gonna say "fuck you really." I'm sorry. I'm not even talking to guests. I had a moment. I am drinking tequila, so I will blame it on the alcohol.
He is kind of off some shit right now, but we're not going to get into that. All right, so since this is since all of this is trending on Twitter, we're going to give y'all 10 minutes to tell us how you feel about Scandal, the episode that just went off.
I just want to know why this bitch did it and tricked on her ass. I killed my father. You trick on me. Okay, we ain't talking about no personal shit, goddamn it, bitch.
That's some personal shit. Hold the hell on.
All I'm saying is her daddy is hopefully writing her out. Yeah, this nigga tried to get her killed like 6 times, though. I just realized that.
Low key, the fact that the fact that that agent was there and shot that woman, fucking set up. I got a feeling that. You know what, goddamn it, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, first of all, if you don't watch Scandal, you can't have an opinion. I'm sorry.
Oh well, if that's the case, we're gonna change the subject. Anyways. Back on this Janae Coopy,
wow.
You already know
Scandal okay. Scandal Rehabilitation Center. Whoever found this picture or made this picture, you funny as hell. on Twitter. The show just retweeted the page.
Yes, we can hear you talk about your coins. It's okay.
Bitch, don't nobody care your footage. Shut up.
Whoa, you know what? Now
bitch, if you
stick
something
porn,
else in my mouth, you make
that's
it suck, but not a goddamn
shit. I don't want to hear that. Like,
I don't suck feet now, ho.
You know what? Since y'all want to get nasty, we just going to change the whole song right now. John Hart, I don't even think I need to introduce this song. You already know what it is. Stay tuned.
Roll smooth with a bang. Sliding that thing, good D game. This is so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, show the answer right back. I be on it like, cool booty, is it? Cool booty, is it? Cool booty, cool booty, cool booty, is it? Cool booty, is it? Cool booty, is it? Cool booty, cool booty, cool booty, is it? Blow my mind, look what you want. Begging me to beat it like the bass on my trunk. I'm a little nasty, I ain't even got a front. Take you from your head down, down to your butt. I'm like Tyson, my booty. I knock that ass out. Got that crack and I'm pooky. You make me spaz out. Let me get in that. Baby, throw it back. You get around, of applause, make it clap. See, boy, that booty girl, give me that, give me that. If I hit it once, you know that shorty coming back. Booty game. Good girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, show the answer right back. I be on it like, cool booty, is it? Cool booty, is it? Cool booty, cool booty, cool booty, is it? Cool booty, is it? Cool booty, is it? Cool booty, cool booty.
Montana head, yeah. See the firework, 100 bottles here. You know we flying over here, then we flying over there. We getting money over here. Can't buy love, but buy you what you want. Then hit it from the back, then hit it from the front. Big old booty, pull up on whips and shoes, be something fun. To buy this here, you need a passport. We buy the whole store, Asian provocateur. Booty so big, put a ring on it. But for now, I tattoo my name on it.
Reporter for the Daily Planet, walking the streets when from out of nowhere a super hearing picks up.
Double M shit. Double M shit. Double M shit. Double M shit. Official. Double M flat out, so to speak. Get it.
What's your step about? Me and my niggas, we flat out.
Hope you niggas do not fuck with us. You caught feelings cause I caught attention. She caught a flight after I caught a nap. Whoa. Woo! Shout out to my brothers though, quote me too. You gon' make the haters when you love a hoe. Heart isn't like God bless my soul. Prophet of my infectious flow. Part of my vocab ain't good, but the school I was in ain't had no buzz. These rap niggas never had me shook. I ain't from a town that is ran by crooks. Get to work from out of town for the money and the power. Niggas stepping on the powder like it's Alley Foot. No, yeah, yeah, come get at me first. Little nigga better act your worth. Understand niggas got to be heard. Why the fuck niggas got to be heard?
What's your step bow? Me and my niggas, we fly out. That
B.O.A.
What's your step bow? Me and my niggas, we fly out. What's your step bow? Me and my niggas, we fly out.
To the White House so she can be, you know, the big, she can be, you know, the main hoe. That plan backfired. She found out he killed, that Fitz killed Varna. He found out that she was sleeping with some other nigga, which happened to be his assistant. Yeah. And the leader of B16 is her daddy, and that he tricked on her that she was sleeping with the president. So now, you know, I think it's her daddy. Cause what?
Why would her daddy trick on her?
He tried to kill her 6 times.
Why would he kill her? And he a part of the damn government.
He sent somebody to sleep with her and kill her.
I doubt he would trick.
He sent a couple people to kill her, knowing that he would protect her.
He was just using that girl to see if he was good.
So yeah, and plus, I'm sorry, I'm just saying. And then Huck then made a monster out of Quinn. I think he liked it. He liked it to her. I mean, he should have been realized what the fuck he was doing. This bitch, she took the screwdriver out of his fucking head and was like, get his ass. She did. As soon as he gave her the fucking screwdriver because he didn't want to do it, she didn't hesitate. That bitch just, where is the disc? I'm, oh, shit. David, I feel like David should have died, but in the beginning, I thought he should have died.
I knew he wasn't going to do that. I knew it. Especially when he was like, you're not your friend. And then he was like, he looked at him like, you're right. I just knew he was like, nigga, you bullshit. He goes like this.
I'm sorry, but when I would have found out that it was David, David would have been dead. But no, David just wanted his job back. And
he
I feel.
He wanted the job. He got a better job.
He did.
David wanted
a job. He wanted to be back
on
top.
Now he's.
You can't get back on top of revenge. You gotta fuck over the people who fucked you over.
True. And, what the fuck happened to him?
Close to the mic.
Oh, hold on. It's a lot of shit going on right now.
I got an eye to the knee and doing some petty shit.
That's not the repository.
Well, actually, the fucking phone was turned down, you dumbasses.
Actually, I was saying put his mouth close. I was saying that she needs to put her mouth close to the speaker, not him. So I don't know what the hell his problem is.
I actually still answered the question.
Yeah, they talk about you.
I'm sorry. It was turned down.
Use the hell out of me.
You know what? He tried to make the excuse for the mic being turned down. You know what, jackass? We don't care.
Nobody cares what you care about. I'm sorry.
I sure don't. Because niggas ain't losing no sleep.
Anyways, for all y'all listening live right now, we want to say we appreciate y'all for tuning in, week out. Exactly. I swear. We live right now. Once again, call us up. The number is 909-265-9235. The number again is 909-265-9235. Hey, so for all you out there listening, waiting on this live interview with Fru, I hope to God I pronounced his name right. For all you guys out there ready for this interview, we got plenty of questions for him. I got plenty of questions for him. I know I might get his name wrong, but I got questions for him. Trust and believe. Anyways, what we finna do right now for all you Nicki fans, we finna get y'all two Nicki joints. You already know what it is. Stay tuned.
He owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas, cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love, fucking with them heartbreakers. But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, wore like a couple rings. Bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby mother tatted. 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them. Took them out to Belgium, welcome. This pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in. I'm on the seat in the outer. I call him daddy like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's top of the top, but I never thought with beginners. I let him play with my pussy, then look it out for his fingers. I'm in the zone.
They poked around a few times, huh, and I'm on my life. So all they do is fight. I tell her, make me some money. She tell me, make me a wife. I tell her, be crazy. Fuck around with you. And excuse my French, but I'm a long kisser. And then she try to tell me I'm the only one that's hitting. And I say, what about them nipples? She say, what about them nipples? You right. What you doing tonight? Put on something tight. Don't judge me, I get life. She love me like a brother, but fuck me like a husband. Fuck me like a oven. Too hot to put my tongue in. All I had to do was rub it. The genie at the bottom. So wet, I'ma need goblin. She tell me that it's mine. I tell her, stop lying. Mine and who else? She say, worry about yourself. Let's go.
Say hi to me and my crew. We can slide through. We can do it.
playboy. I said, play, nigga. Then I buy it. You donkeys on a diet. Spraying all my jewels. I ain't know I start a riot. Ryan with the blicker. Messing up a makeup. You blowing up a phone. She ain't trying to pick up. Drinking out the bottle. Lena with a model. I throw 100 racks up. You think I hit the lotto. Ryan with the wolves. I ain't talking Minnesota. Shorty coming over. Don't bend it over. Let me plank on it. Put a drink on it. Heard you a freak. Put my name on it. Montana. Huh?
Rather than a boy's baby, doing the most. If I look at his friend, he'll be gripping his toes. So I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my legs behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna bleed it. Pasa, pasa, you ain't got no wings in me, casa. Big fat pussy, Mufasa. Hit up Green Acres, hit up Blue Plaza. Some of them say them gully, some of them say them Gaza.
Where my bad bitches at? Where my bad bitches at? Who's girl make noise? Who's girl make noise? Who's girl act fuck up? Act the fuck up. Act the fuck up. Act the fuck up. Montana!
So self-made.
Maybach music.
Shout out my Crenshaw niggas. Them down south niggas. Yeah. I pray I never die broke, nigga. Terrell Owens owing all the dope dealers. Sometimes I glorify the finer things. Because I didn't see the minor things. At the games, I'm known by the ref. Restaurants, I'm even greeted by the chef. Hanging with the Jews, you get to meet owners. Banging with them twos, you get to see a bonus. All I wanted was a chance to celebrate. We in the belly of the beast. Collect, call some gunplay. I pray one day I get to see some peace. But I'ma ride it till the wheels won't. Anything double M, I will kill for. Shots fired, baka baka, now case closed. Mexican numbers talking them pesos.
Yeah, so many say I'm living life wrong. I work hard and I fight strong. Young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. Work all night, party all night. Count money all night, then I smoke all night. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long.
5 in the morning, already made 5 stacks. The satchel pays diamonds, yeah, them bitches pitch black. Tried to put the city on your back, and that shit crack. Consider me a caterpillar crane. Gift wrap, about to take the load off. Lifestyle show boss, I could pay your cost. All my old hoes lost, blowing weed while she blowing me, you getting blown off. And I set the bar high, hoping you could pull vault. I am not a rapper, just a real nigga who accidentally be rhyming when speaking on how I feel. Shout out to everybody that's fucking with me for real. I got that fire flowing, these bitches, they know the drill. My style is all natural, vibes is all factual. On the verse, I'm attached to. I feel like I'm on the action. Surviving even though I'm sick. Magic Johnson money shit. Laughing to the bank, but I ain't with that funny shit. Yeah.
So many say I'm living life wrong. Yeah. I work hard and I fight strong. Young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. Work all night, party all night, count money all night, then I smoke all night. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long.
I plan to live my life a rich nigga. That's known to always keep a clip with him. Talking on the Bluetooth in the six, nigga. Looking like a West Side Crip, nigga. I threw the blunt cause she ain't rapping right. She ain't attractive to the passive type. She told you no cause you ain't ask her right. I'm getting ahead at the traffic light. Smoke is on the kush, that's the average night. Money way taller than the average height. Fuck, trying to live an average life. Being broke will make a nigga snap like a plastic knife. Pressure, Mac 11 on the dresser. All I know is I'm gonna get this shit together. Pressure, I know you heard the expression. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, so many say I'm living life wrong. I work hard and I fight strong. Young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. Work all night, party all night, count money all night, then I smoke all night. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long. A young nigga, I'm just trying to live my life long.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, we live and direct right now, man. We got 4 minutes to my man Food come on live. But Prince Harry's in the building. Really?
What?
You my Venus? She talking about, she got these damn commercials playing. Oh, my God. Yeah, as I was saying. Ooh, you know what? Would I be wrong to just strangle her? Like, I want to.
Oh, my God. Here's the couple. They get on my damn nerves.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to say.
You know what? Walk into the street and just stand there. Just wait to get hit by a cop. Matter of fact, walk your ass in the street.
She don't even have traffic.
She lying like a motherfucker. It'll take 2 hours for a car to roll down her block.
All day long.
Yeah, with their lights off.
That's because it's Chicago. The cops be everywhere.
I live on the
Rockaway Street. Girl, well, I mean, they're coming. You give it to a full emergency, they'll watch what happens. I bet you they'll come for another 15 minutes and they right down the street.
15? Shit.
That's what I'm saying. You see how much of a piece of shit Chicago Police Department is?
I don't give a fuck about CPD.
CPD don't give a fuck about us.
True.
It might as well. Motherfuckers will walk the Popeyes. You like, damn, yeah, it's still in here.
Right.
Motherfuckers got a two-piece with a biscuit and a fucked up front end.
Anyways, man, for all you, I can't even comment because it's all true. It is all true.
I swear, like, I've been in, like, two car accidents, and I swear it took the police about 3 hours to come and six cars roll past us.
Well,
I remember when that mess happened to us last year.
I wasn't going to say it happened to us. I'm just saying. You have to throw it out there.
All right, but look. I got to cut this story short. I got to cut this story short real quick. Anyways, for all you guys listening out there live, man, we got our special guest in the building. Hey, what's going on, bro? Introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's going on? It's Fruit right here from out of PG County.
Maryland, you know what I'm saying, the DMV area. What's going on? What's popping with y'all, man?
Not much, not much. Man, you got to give us a little insight on you. What's the full details?
The full detail? I'm trying to get on with this rap shit. I'm just kidding. I'm repping the DMV, man. Seeing what's good. Just put out a little mixtape hosted by Superstar J from out of New York, you know what I'm saying? We got a little video out on a little single that we put out like a month ago called Nobody Gonna Change Me. And we got that song. We got another joint called What Else Is New, and that's going to be on a little EP I'm finna put out like maybe September, August or something like that. You know what I mean?
All right. So for those of y'all who don't know what DMV is, you got to tell them. Like, tell them exactly what this place is. A lot of people don't know.
Okay, the DMV basically is Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. You know what I'm saying? But I'm from Maryland. I'm from PG County, which is in Maryland. You know what I'm saying? But it's broken down like that. You know, just like you got New York. You know, you got Brooklyn and Bronx and all that. You know what I'm saying? We all from different locations. I'm from PG County. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right,
yeah.
So... First real question, man, how long have you been in this, man?
Man, I've been in this about 8 years. About eight years. I started rapping like, I wouldn't even say eight. I'd say like nine, some change. Because I started rapping like 03, you know what I'm saying? And back then, I wasn't really taking it seriously. I was just, you know, like freestyle, you know what I'm saying, battling and stuff like that. But I started really taking it serious in 2005. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I've been rapping about 8 years, man, for a long time.
Damn. I mean, this sounds like you've been in this for the long haul, man. I got to can't do shit but respect that. But so since you've been in it so long, I can tell that your influences have probably changed. So from the beginning, who was your number one influence since getting into the rap game? And then now, who influences you to do even more and just keep it going? Or what influences you?
I say Tupac. I was a crazy-ass Tupac fan. Like, I got, you know, Tupac, between Tupac and Master P, but I go with Tupac, you know what I'm saying, because I listen to everything Tupac do, man, and everything, every record he put out, man, every video, every show, live concert, seen it, you know what I'm saying, but what influenced you, the stuff that inspires me now, like Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? That dude could spit, you know what I'm saying? So he really he inspires me, you know, to go in and go hard on the record that I do make, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
All right,
yeah,
all right.
Them two.
I mean, Tupac and Kendrick, Tupac, you got a green light with that one. And Kendrick, my man's just coming up, so I got to give you a props on that one. So.
Yeah, man, I think Kendrick a diamond in the rough, man. Like, that's just the way I feel. Like, you know, I ain't jocking the nigga or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, he got that, you know, that special type of flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry. We got a technician over here just fucking up everything. So for those of y'all who heard background music, we apologize. Anyways. No, you can't. I'm sorry. I got all of these other people in the studio trying to ask all types of wild questions. It'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, we finna get right back into it. So, what has changed in your like rapping technique? What's changed in your style since the beginning? Like, was you just a like a freestyling straight up artist like Cassidy, or did you like transition?
Oh, no, I never was a freestyle artist like Cassidy. I was more like just starting off. That's the way I started, you know what I'm saying? Then I just started writing a whole lot of songs, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, but what has changed in all these years, I guess, you know, my content, you know what I'm saying, my lyrical content has changed, and the topics that I rap about has changed because I'm a little older, you know what I'm saying? I'm not rapping about, you know, like the typical money, drugs, the hoes. I'm not, you know, I ain't on that no more. You know, I'm rapping about something a little more deeper than that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So I say that's what's changed about my music so far. You know what I mean?
All right. I can't do nothing but respect that one either. But so since your technique has changed, your whole topics and what you rap about has changed, what has been the reaction from your fans and people that are really into your music?
I mean, the reaction has been better lately, you know what I'm saying? Because when I first started, like, the first 5 years, I wasn't getting no type of recognition, you know what I'm saying? Plus, coming from where I come from, you know, we're not known for rap. We known for, like, go-go music or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody checking for no rap cats from out of, you know, the DMV, Maryland, or D.C. or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, right now, I'm getting a lot more recognition, you know, I guess with the fact that Wale, you know, he popping right now, so people starting to look over this way, what's popping over, you know, around here right now, so I guess that's why, you know, I'm getting a little more recognition, and people checking out.
Just about to transition into him, about the Wale. Now, from your neck of the woods, you from your area, how do you feel about his vibe, how he been producing music, and how has his come up in the game affected you and every other artist that you have worked with from your area?
Man, Wale's grind has affected every artist from the DMV, and I say that for real. Everything that he's doing right now is reflective on what we're doing right now, anybody that's from the DMV, because, like, Wale went through a hard, like, it took him a while for people to start, you know, giving him his shine, you know what I'm saying? It took him a long time to get on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know Wale from the Interscope days, you know, with the Pretty Girl song and the joint with Lady Gaga. But before that, he was doing some stuff around here. You know what I'm saying? He was doing stuff with Mark Ronson. You know what I'm saying? He was doing a lot of go-go records. So Wale done came a long way. And when they see that grind, you know, it's still kind of reflective on what any artist from out here is doing. You know what I'm saying?
True. Can't do nothing but respect that. That's how. So about this go-go music, I gotta ask you about this. So to my understanding, the go-go vibe is just, like, crazy over there. But I've been hearing that the hip-hop and the go-go music been collabing. So what's up with that? Is you involved in that movement, or you been keeping it hip-hop?
I mean, I've been keeping it hip-hop lately. But, you know, in the future, I plan on messing with a lot of go-go. Yeah, I plan on messing with a lot of go-go, man. I mean, I've been doing hip-hop for a while, but, you know, I plan on, like, you know, collaborating with a few go-go bands out here and stuff like that, you know, because go-go is hot music, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that, you know, Nelly got a couple of songs, he has some go-go elements in it, you know what I'm saying? So it's out there like that, but not really, you know, in the mainstream or nothing, like, still way underground, you know what I mean?
Everybody know
Chuck Brown, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's you know, right. Timeless go-go right there.
All right, so since your whole area has just experienced this new vibrance of like, just the Wale effect, that's what we're going to call it right now. We're going to call it the Wale effect, even though we all know it's just good artists get known. But since then, have there been any artists that just come out the woodwork and just, like, do you feel that, have gotten on and shouldn't have, or that you got to collab with because they hot?
Oh, man, I say there's two artists that's really popping right now from out the DMV that just came out. I wouldn't say they came out of nowhere, but they've been grinding for a minute. You know, I'm sure y'all heard of Logic, you know what I'm saying? He was on the SSL freshman cover. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Just put that mixtape out. He popping right now. Then you got another artist named Fat Trell that is signed. Well, he not signed to Master P, but he done some stuff for Master P. You know what I'm saying? And them two right there. You know, I like to do some music with them. You know what I'm saying? Because I think they're bubbling right now. Because I like their music too. I'm a fan, so I won't mind working with them. You know what I mean?
All right. So, what about the underground scene over there? Because I know, just based off what I've been hearing over the internet, the underground scene over there is supposed to be crazy. So give us a little insight
from
an artist's point of view.
The underground scene over here is heavy. You know what I'm saying? Just like it is in Chi-Town. I know y'all underground scene over here is heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear a lot that's going on out there. But over here, too, we heavy. It's a lot of artists I can name. There's too many artists I can name right now that's from out here that's just doing their thing from around the way. You know what I'm saying? It's not popping you know, nationwide, but like underground, like out here, it's like really bubbling, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on right now as far as hip hop in the DMV, you know what I mean?
All right, all right. So let's get back to you and your movement and your music. Now, you said you changed your style up and your lyrics and whatnot since from when you first started to now. So,
yo,
I'm going to call them the fellow, the fans, or the new fans, the fans that come on because you got a hot joint, and then the classic fans that you've had on since the beginning. What have they been saying to you, like, when it comes to the songs that you put out? Are they loving it? Are they hating it? Are they asking you, why don't you talk about this? What are they saying to you?
Okay, some of these fans, or some of the fans, the older fans that I have, they like, you know, they say, like, you know, they miss the crazy things, I guess the crazy things I used to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the more street music I used to make. I guess my transition is like, you know, you have different, you know, changes in life, you know. Sometimes you're going to be street, sometimes you're going to be, you know, laid back, you're going to be on the backpack side, you know what I'm saying. I'm a little more on the backpack side of things right now. So some of the fans from back then, they're not really feeling that backpack, you know what I'm saying, clean rap and all that. They're more into like the street rap, you know what I'm saying? But the new fans I got, these new kids, you know, these between 17 to 18, 19 year olds, you know, they're not really into the like street rap, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the older fans are like, nah, we ain't feeling that, you know, you talking about, you know, you chilling. We want to hear all that street shit. We want to hear what you banging on and shit like that. And the new younger cast, the new generation, they were like, nah, we just want to have fun. And I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it. I just want to have fun myself right now. You know, that's what the game is about right now, in my opinion.
So since you changed your music, since you got new fans and your old fans still been rocking with you, you know, they're not feeling everything that you're putting out there. Have there been any fans or any listeners of your music that have just, like, completely turned against you, like, just been like, he ain't like that no more? And how did that make you feel as an artist? Did it make you want to go back and change some things, or did it change you at all, or what's up?
Hey, I say it like this, like Jay-Z said it, man. If you like the old me, go buy my old shit or go listen to my old shit, man, because people grow every day. You know what I'm saying? And I know I got some people out, some fans out there that don't like the new me. You know what I'm saying? But I can't change it. I got to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, ever since I changed my music, the recognition of it, you know, people checking for me, it's a lot different. It's a lot better than when I was putting out the stuff I was putting out before. So that's only moving forward. I can't knock that. I can only do, you know, try to, you know, keep this growth thing going and move forward. You know what I'm saying? For the old fans that's, you know, not rocking with what I'm putting out there, or the type of music is what, say I change and I'm doing this now, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
True. So let's get deeper into the music. The first joint that you really did that was like, you know what, I'm not going to go street on this, I'm just going to go just a different route. The immediate reaction to that song, what was it?
What is he doing? What you doing? What this about right here? You know the reaction people get. Like, oh, he's selling out, man. He about to be on this. He's starting to sing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He's starting to, you know. Usually, everybody. Sometimes the people that's gonna react differently to new shit. You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, I'm just like I said before, like, I'm just concentrating on growing, you know what I'm saying, and expanding my music to a bigger audience. And for me to do that, you know what I'm saying, I got to improve on certain things. That's just natural, you know what I'm saying?
That can't do nothing but agree with you on that one. So when it comes to these other artists in your area, now we're not going to get into beef per se, but we're going to get into battling.
Yeah.
Have there been any artists out there that have made you be like, you know what, I'm going to switch up my style a little bit, or I'm going to attack this song a little bit differently just to prove that I'm better than this artist, or just to prove that I can do this too, or that you need to listen to me?
Right now, not yet. Not yet. But I don't know if something like that going to pop off in the future, but you know what? You know, as time goes on, we find out. You know what I'm saying? But not yet. I ain't got no problem with nobody out here, man. I got nothing but love for these cats right now. Anybody that's doing anything right here, right now, I support them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's all about being positive right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep that positive flow going. And, you know, but if a battle did come up, somebody, you know, decided to disrespect me in some type of way, I mean, of course I'm going to defend myself. That's what, you know, that's what this game about. That's what hip-hop is, really. You know what I'm saying? So if that position, if that situation was to present itself, it'd get handled.
True.
You know what I mean?
Can't do nothing but respect that neither. I mean, you got to fight for what's yours, I understand. So.
Hell yeah.
When it comes to all of these artists out here that have been making what they like to call a popcorn music, how many people have referred to you as a popcorn artist?
Nobody. Not nobody so far. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't all the way popcorn. You feel what I'm saying? I don't even consider myself popcorn. You know, because, like, popcorn, I would call popcorn, like, more like the auto-tune stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people start, you know, trying to drift away from what they really do, like, as far as rapping, and you start singing, and then you start, you know, trying to, you know, change your voice up, the auto-tune and extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't really consider myself popcorn, but I've never been called that before, so I'm not really tripping.
True, true. All right, so when it comes to these popcorn artists, I know you got some in your neck of the woods. You can't tell me you can't because they're everywhere. How many of these popcorn artists have come up to you and tried to get on the track? Like, a lot of you. You don't got to drop no names, but has it happened? And what was your reaction to it in the back of your mind? What were you thinking?
Yeah, I had a lot of that. I had a lot of that approach me, you know, trying to get me on some songs. And I done had a lot of record executives that come tell me, like, oh, you got to make this type of record. You got to make what's on the radio right now, man. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and with that, my reaction to that normally is, like, it's not really, I'm not surprised because that's what the game is about right now. You know what I'm saying? Like hip-hop, the backpack raps and stuff, like, they ain't really selling like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like Talib Kweli and that style of music ain't really selling like that, you know what I'm saying? Popcorn is what's popping right now, you know what I'm saying? So I have a lot of people that approach me with that, like from artists to execs, you know what I'm saying, to managers, they approach me with that, like, yo, I want you to get on this record, man. We're going to be doing this and doing that. Even though sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I'll be tempted to do certain records based on, you know, the financial end of it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, financially, we all got to get paid. You feel me? So if a situation was presented to me where the money was good, I'm not talking about, like, I'm going to sell out. But, you know, sometimes you got to make certain changes in your career and, you know, sell out just, you know, 10% or a little bit, you know, just to, you know, accommodate all of the other stuff that you're putting out, the other style of music that you're putting out. So that's how I look at it.
Now, since you bring up the record executives coming to you and saying that you need to try this type of song or you need to change up to do this, has there ever been a time where you sat up there and thought, like, man, maybe I should just do it just to get this money? Or, like, matter of fact, I'm not even going to put words in your mouth. How did you feel? Like, what was really going through your head when these execs came to you and was like, change your style?
I admit to it, man. Sometimes, you know, I'd be tempted to change my style. I'd be tempted to, you know, to make a whole song just singing, you know what I'm saying, and auto-tuning it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be thinking about that all the time because, you know, like I said before, we all trying to get paid in this game. I mean, everybody got love for hip-hop, but ain't nobody going to tell you they ain't trying to get paid. I'm trying to get paid just like everybody else. So when this execs approach me with that, you know, sometimes I think about it real hard, so I make sure I'm making the right decision. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to pass up something really big, like, you know, some, you know, potential big figure that's coming to my bank account because of what I feel about the industry or the way I feel about hip-hop or the way I feel about being a sellout or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so when it comes to these artists or this type of music that you not really vibing or you just don't want to change your style up for, has it ever been a time where one of those artists who are hot or who are popular have ever come to you and been like, man, you need to get on this song, and you, like, almost did it, didn't do it,
told them no? Like, what did you do? Or has this ever happened?
Yeah, this happened before. And I usually, the last time it happened, I did say no to it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was not finna make myself look like a coon. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of record that somebody, like I said, I ain't gonna be dropping names on here, but somebody approached me with that and told me to get on that record. And I was like, man, I pass up on that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it is what it is. Whatever's generated from that, whatever type of money comes out of that, I'm good. I'm going to just pass up on it, you know what I'm saying? Because every situation that you get into, depending on what you, the amount of credibility that you're giving to it, and the amount of money that you're getting out of it, doesn't mean it could damage whatever you got going on for the future. Because a lot of times when you're making a decision about now, you got to think about 5 years from now. You know what I'm saying? How people going to look at that? You know what I mean? So yeah.
All right. So the aftermath of these songs dropping, I'm just gonna call it hardcore. Just gonna call it hardcore rap. Are these hardcore rap artists dropping their music that have asked you to come on the song? Have you regretted not getting on the song, or did you feel good about it, or was it like it didn't really affect me? What was your reaction after the song dropped and after everybody heard it?
So far, every hardcore artist that I rapped on their music, I'm pretty much satisfied with what I did, because it was mutual. It was like it was not a situation where somebody just like, okay, get on this song or do this. And like, we were friends first probably, and we just decided to go in the studio and knock something out. It was just organic like that. It wasn't no like, oh, let's do this song for the sake of hip hop or for the sake of advancing our careers and stuff like that. It was just more like, oh, we having fun. We in the studio. I'm gonna call my dude up, come through, drop a verse. You know, we kick it. We do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So every hardcore artist that I did do a verse on or did a song with, it was organic, so I never had that problem. You know what I mean?
All right. So has any artist that has asked you to be on a song with them, have they ever resented you, or have you ever got any backlash from one of those artists for saying no to getting on their joint?
Not that I could recall. Nah, I never had no problems with nobody. Like, nobody ever said, like, oh, man, he didn't come right on that verse, so I wanted to take him off or something like that. I never been in that situation before. Thank God for that, you know, because I've been rapping for a long time. But I never had nobody came up to me like, oh, you know what, I'm not feeling that verse you put on my joint, so I'm finna take you off, or I'm not rocking what you're doing right now, so I'm finna take you off. I never been in that situation, so... Yeah, can't even speak on that.
All right, so what we're going to do right now, we're going to transition a little bit to the artists that everybody's heard of, and like the Machine Gun Kellys, the all of them, just any and everybody that's been out right now. Is there any one group of artists or one genre or one style, rather, of hip-hop or rap music, as anybody wants to call it, that you want to work with, that you want to sit down and roll with and be like, we need to do a track? Besides Wale.
Oh, man. It's a lot. I can keep, like you said, MGK. I work with MGK. I think he's cool. I work with Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? I think they're cool. You know, Yellow Wolf. I keep going, man. Who else out there? I definitely going to work with French Montana. I just heard a couple of songs. You know, I like his stuff. Kendrick. You know, the whole TDE camp, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Chief Keef, I kind of like Chief Keef, what Chief Keef doing, you know what I'm saying? Even though some people would look at me like, oh, how you like Chief Keef? That's not the style of music you listen to. I like that stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I would like to work with him too, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people I can name right now I like to work with, man. It's too many to name all in one breath, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so you got one choice. I'm giving this to you. You got one choice. You can only pick one artist that's hot right now. You're getting the video done, the whole nine yards, everything paid for. You got one artist that you will want to work with. Who and why? And what will be the concept of the song? I'm going to make you think about this one.
Okay. That's a no-brainer. I say Nas. You know, because, number one, he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? And what the song will be about, probably the state of hip hop right now. Probably I'll say that. We'll make a song about the state of hip hop right now. But I say Nas. I'll go with that. Because I think he's hot right now, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say he's bubbling hot all the way, like, you know, like the usual, like the Rick Rosses and Meek Mill and all that, but I say Nas.
All right, all right. I can't do nothing but accept that one. But what we finna do right now, oh, wow. I'm back in the studio with the rest of the cast right now, so I'm sorry for them acting a fool.
But
what we finna do right now, we finna get into your joint. What else? I'm sorry, I'm not even looking at the screen. We finna get into your joint. What else is new? Now, before we get into the song, you got to give us a little background on it. What was your inspiration behind the song, the whole nine yards?
Okay, the inspiration behind the song was just, I was just feeling like, man, we how we living right now. We just, everybody just smoking, drinking. You know what I'm saying? You can be messing with the girls and all that, but, you know, after you do all that, like, what else is new? Like, what else is popping? Like, is this what we all going to be doing for the rest of our lives? And, you know what? Like, basically looking for the bigger picture, looking into the bigger picture. That's what this record is about, basically. And that's where that came from.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, so I'm going to let you go ahead and shout it out to the world. You do you, sir.
Here's Fru from PG County, Maryland, and you about to listen to What Else Is New.
Do we understand that the system is hustling backwards?
Up goals and achieving, same routine repeating. Now that I feel it, we even. While we just beefing, dollars accumulating, cause got my concentration, not even with annihilation. Lost a lot of friendships, lost a lot of patience, cause I hate waiting. Say I don't care, with a shell case could've killed one of you, but that's another conversation. It's funny how you die for everything you love and live for everything you hate. Having morals and principles and a quiet taste. Jealousy gotta be airborne, I pray for them. Might as well put a cape on, a fly for them. Trying to be politically correct and put the mask on. How long do I gotta flex on them? What a treacherous lifestyle, slick and fake smells. Everybody group for the chicks now. I'm a smoker. Coca-Cola going 10 rounds, break bread with my closest pals. It's mean thing across the hall, talking about she love my style. Back shots of fellatio, what's next now? I been there, I done that pathetic how it sounds. Bathroom stall, came twice, how about another round? But she kept sniffing coke up off the ground. Damn, she must be from out of town. I ain't even impressed, if that even counts. I'm just thinking about my mama and the problems and the itty-bitty fact that I can't solve them. Lord knows it's so hard not to be a criminal with all respect. It's your visuals. See, I was smart enough to see through the foolery. Think you're losing me, now you're losing you. I'm a smoker.
Thank you.
Legendary Forever Entertainment.
All right. Okay, that was What Else Is New by none other than my man Fru, man. The hot ass joint, man. So you gotta give a little detail on that one, man. Where, once again, telling people once again where that joint inspiration came from, because I know they need to hear it one more time.
Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Oh, the inspiration for that record came from me just feeling like, you know, I done everything. I just felt like I done everything, you know what I'm saying? Like from like the our daily routine, like smoking, drinking, you know, messing with a female, you know what I'm saying? Like just doing whatever you're doing. But at the end of the day, trying to look at the bigger picture, like, okay, what else I'm going to do? What else do I want to accomplish in life? And what else, how far I want to take it in the world? You know what I'm saying? And that's just the mentality that I was in when I was making that record. And that record, too, is produced by my homeboy, J-Rob, on the track. Y'all can follow him on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's
you might
what
just
it is.
Tell them one more time. Tell them one more time where they can find you at.
Oh, they can find my producer on Twitter, J Rob on the track. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Twitter too. Fru is here. That's FRUISHERE. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter.
Now before we get you up out of here, we only got a few more questions, man. The number one question that just came in on Twitter, what is the inspiration behind your name?
Well, okay, my name stands for Fellow Rebellious Underdog. That's what it is, it stands for. It's basically from where I come from, you know, PG County, Maryland. I just felt like we wasn't getting no recognition back then, even though we are getting no recognition right now. Back then, I just felt like, okay, I'm just one of the bunch, you know, one of the underdogs, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that's rebellious about, you know, what's going on, you know, with the hip-hop world and, you know, in Washington, Maryland and Virginia. So that's where that came from. That's where my name came from.
Now, you say you done been in the game for 8-9 years, am I right?
Yeah.
All right, so you've seen the transition from the Tupacs to Jay-Z all the way to what we got now, artists like Lupe Fiasco, and then I'm going to slide over and I'm going to say we got Lil Wayne and his whole camp and artists like that.
Yep.
How do you feel about the current state of hip-hop, and where do you think it's going?
Man, I got mixed emotions about the current state of hip-hop. I ain't going to lie, you know what I'm saying, because sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm feeling it, sometimes I'm not, depending on what they got out, you know what I'm saying? Like, but right now, I love it. Right now, I love it, you know what I'm saying, because it's different. It's different right now, the style of records that's coming out. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be fronting on here. There's a lot of garbage out there. I ain't going to lie. It is a lot of garbage music out there, but there's also a lot of good music out there. You know what I'm saying? So that keeps the balance. You know what I mean? You got the Kendricks out. You got, you know, all of these artists that's popping right now, the Big Crits and all that. You got that. You know, then you got the other kind of artists. You know what I'm saying? So the state of hip-hop, I say, it's balanced right now, and I feel great about it. But I ain't gonna lie, there's sometimes when I don't feel great about it, like maybe like 2 years ago, or when the whole auto-tune phase was coming in, I wasn't feeling none of them records, you know what I'm saying? So it all depends, you know?
All right, so since you bring up the garbage music and the garbage artists, I'm not gonna actually drop no names once again. But,
oh man.
It's a lot of garbage artists on the radio. And
yeah,
how do you feel about these garbage artists getting so much radio play, so much airtime? It's only like the same 25 songs being played on the radio. How do you feel about those garbage artists getting all of this recognition and these good artists not getting none? How do you feel about it?
Okay, I'll put it to you like this. I know a lot of people are not going to agree with what I say right now, but I think the artists that you listen to on the radio right now, or that's being played on the radio right now, the people put them there. I think the people put them there. Population put them there because that's what they want to hear. That's nobody's trying to. This is a generation where nobody's trying to think about nothing. I'm just trying to get high, get drunk. I'm not trying to worry about my problems, and I'm trying to hear some banging beats and stupidity. And that's just what the people are asking for. So that's what's on the radio. Like I said, nobody's going to agree with what I'm saying right now. But that's my opinion. That's my angle on it. The people put them there.
All right, now, since you seem to be one of these conscious artists, I got to ask you.
Okay.
Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
Lupe Fiasco, in a lot of people's views, has become like a modern-day version of Tupac. A lot of people on the internet are calling him the modern-day version of Tupac, not because of his lyrics and his delivery, but because of what he's saying and how he's saying it. How did you feel about that, and would you agree with some of his actions, or would you disagree and just go another route with it?
Okay. I would agree with a lot of Lupe Fiasco's actions, but sometimes I don't agree with the way he portrays them, like the way he brings them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, calling Obama a terrorist. Like, you know, there are different ways you can say that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Lupe Fiasco, people listen to what he has to say. Just like Tupac, like you said, he got that Tupac flow going. He got that thing going. So whenever he says something, you know, he gotta kind of be strategic with it. The way he, you know, I know sometimes he get emotional and it just comes out, but he gotta be a little more calculated the way he says certain things, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But overall, I like what he stands for. I like what he represents. You know, I like his message in his music. You know what I'm saying? But some of the actions, I'm not really, you know, I'm not all the way there on it, even though I'm in on some of the actions, but some of those actions, I think it could be portrayed a little better. You know what I'm saying? That's my angle.
All right, so I'm not going to hold you too much longer, but we most definitely going to have to get you back on the show. Got plenty more questions for you. Got a whole lot more coming, but I'm going to let you get all your shout-outs on, and then we're going to let you out of here.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to my boy Q the Question for hooking this up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can follow him on Twitter. Y'all know J-Rob on the track on Twitter. You know, shout out to the whole Hard Hitters, you know what I'm saying, camp, you know what I mean, For the Truth, and all of my folks, you know who you are, you know what I'm saying, stay tuned.
All right, okay, once again, that was Fru. Hit him up on Twitter at Fru is here, and we most definitely going to have more music from him. We going to most definitely have you back on the show, all right, bro?
No doubt, anytime, bro.
All right, so what we finna do right now, we finna get into some new J. Cole. For all y'all listening, stay tuned. We got a whole lot more show for you. You already know what it is. It's LFENT Radio.
One day, I'm gonna understand.
Never forget the day I met you. We was destined for each other like a son to his mother or a sister and brother. Man, this bond is deep. We go a couple years and don't even speak, but know it's love though. Can never let him dirty your name. I got the utmost respect for you. Came back home and had to check for you. Word around town is you locked down. Some older niggas snatched you up, gave you a rack now. Damn, it could it be? She like, if you was me, you wouldn't wait for me. Living fast and wouldn't mash the brakes for me. Big city slicker nigga on a higher track, bigger now. But when she send a letter, always write her back. And time reveals she feels that she settled too soon. While she see me go for mine, does she admire that? We speak about time as if we could just buy it back. If only it was that simple. Damn, I miss you. Can I holler at you? Can I holler at you? And let me holler at you. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but ain't no better time than now. Can I holler at you? Can I holler at you? Hey, let me holler at you. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but you betrayed me. The day you played my mama, you played me. Can't believe I let you in my heart, nigga. I should've followed my instincts. The stranger in my house, only 5 years old, but since danger in my house, I was too young to scrap you. But damn if I ain't want to, I'm blowing up fast and I hope these words haunt you. 13 years, knew you more than my real pop. Put me on the pack and all the rappers that kill cops. Who would've thought that you would leave my mama high and dry? Last words to a bitch, nigga, why you lie? Feeling bitter, so these words might seem jumbled.
When you left, I watched that lady crumble. I know by now you probably an old man, but still I feel I won't be satisfied until we throw hands for all the ass whoopings. Heard you trying to talk, tell that punk don't call me. You ain't shit, and I'm scared it rubbed off on me. I holla at you. I holla at you. And let me holla at you. And yeah, I know it's been a while, but ain't no better time than now. Can I holla at you? Can I holla at you? And let me holla at you. And yeah, I know it's been a while, but I heard you on that shit. I hope it ain't true. Was hard to holla at you last time I came through. Could barely recognize you. Nah, nigga, this ain't you. Cause you ain't looking like that nigga that I once knew. And plus you act like you don't know me. We was homies, now you call me by my rap name. See me do my thing, so you expecting me to act strange. Ain't hollering, but you on my mind, nigga. I don't forget the good times, nigga. White tees in the club, jeans baggy as fuck. Sometimes I look back on my life, that was the happiest stuff. We had potential to be monumental. Veil mentality, you know that old killer beat. Kill mentality, I look at where you at now, it's a real fatality. Cause where you supposed to be is on top, close to me. Chasing hoes like the old days, but now we overseas, dog. Congratulations on the sea. Yo, my nigga, can I holla at you? Can I holla at you? Hey, let me holla at you. And yeah, I know it's been a while, but ain't no better time than now. Can I holla at you? Can I holla at you? Hey, let me holla at you. And yeah, I know it's been a while, but hey.
Smells in my face, but don't be on my back. Every time I'm gone, so when they come, I know. I remember when I came out and shit, man, it been so long since I seen my dick. Probably been 5 months since I seen my stick. Goddamn it, K-Dot, when it comes to this.
When I was sipping up couches, nigga couldn't get a car, just a Glock for my bounce here. Nigga, I was motherfucking out here. But the flashing lights had me stuck like reindeer when I should have been making bang gear. I was somewhere stuck with a flame ear. Motherfucker, see how far that I came in with. Broke and I came up in the same year.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Drop my tear, hold my joy, show my pride. Music, save my fucking life. I'm doing it right.
Crystal for a dyke and stud. A
Olympic sixes got me feeling just how Michael was. And you can bet on that, how Michael does. My bro got my dope man, Mitchell ain't said getting banned. Pass my cellar, Fanta in the cup holder with some extra fizzle. Weak at a old head, still dapping the sand for shizzle. Don't think I forgot about that Spelman grad that claim she got that bad. Fuck them white hoes, anyway one was fat. I ain't fucking with the blunt if it's not fat. Put it on the table, I bet you sniff that. Side effects is all it is, all it is. Drugs, money, and vaginas, why we live. A side effect is all it is, all it is. Drugs, money, and vaginas, why we live. Even though I'm high as fuck, them cups poured up, I'm feeling so, so.
Can't be higher.
My niggas fought some bitches through, they rolling up. I'm feeling so, so.
Roll up, let's get higher.
No racial profiling and no ignorance on towards this white hoe. Ho.
Stupid bitch, let's get higher.
My main man knows segregation ended a long time ago.
I'm finna smack this bitch, let's get higher.
I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? Bust it open for a nigga, Tommy Gun. Tommy Gun, Tommy Gun. I like my pussy bomb, like Tommy Son. Games, nigga, I be the coolest of us. Groupie lovers, I'm one of us. PG Knuckles, get the break bread. Shorty up on top like a bunk bed. But you know me, I gotta switch around. Get it from behind and I beat it down, beat it down.
Hey you, young thing, young thing. Go around my dick, put your tongue ring. Hey you, young thing, young thing. Go around my dick, put your tongue ring.
And since I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? Bust it open for a nigga, Tommy Gun. Nightcap, what you think about it? You should come back to the crib, think about it. I put it where your kidneys at, trust I'm about it. Oh, you say you doubt it. Well, I make you a believer like Justin Bieber. You would think I play the drums, I'm talking Jason Weaver. Do it with tender love and care, so every time you think about it, you be chasing waterfalls in your favorite underwear. Listen here, this is fair, fair.
Hey, you, young thing, young thing. Go around my dick, put your tongue ring. Hey, you, young thing, young thing. Go around my dick, put your tongue ring.
Since I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? Bust it open for a nigga, Tommy Gun. I like my women dark skin like Gabby U. She a freak, she like to tape it like it's FAMU. Should I put it down so it never ever bothers me? She be where the stars be, I'm sipping on it 17. 38, I'm busting, guess that ass too good as something. Have a cussing like we fussing when I beat her like percussion. I'm just saying, I'm TG, that's a different kind of breed. I'm what you want and what you need, what you need.
Hey you, young thing. Hey you, young thing, go around my dick with your tongue ring.
And since I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? And since I got you here, won't you show me some? Bust it open for a nigga, Tommy Gun.
Yeah.
On that
beat. Already got one rolled up in my left hand. Pussy on my mind tighter than a headband. Cushion in my lungs, got ganja in my sweat glands. This shit I'm on better than the next strand. Than the next strand, better than the next strand. She head down, booty popping in the handstand. I shine bright, I give your girl a slight tan. I make that pussy whistle like the Old Spice man. I don't even understand why she'd ever want a man. If she ever throw it, I catch it like a corner bag. Like a corner bag, that's an interception. You think I give a fuck? That's a misconception. Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
The roof is on fire.
Yeah.
So what? I'm high.
Yeah.
I say, oh, what a night.
Hey.
Oh, what a night. Hey. Yeah, she a bad bitch. All jokes aside.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Let's do it in the mirror.
I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down.
Down.
Chop that ass down, chop,
down.
Chop that ass down.
Down.
All I want you to do is just drop that ass down.
Yeah.
Drop that ass down. I look
so
back
jazz.
At it.
Whistling Dixie, middle school, I was getting head on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping hereditary. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Day you can vote with me, that would be never wearing. Dead ass rapper should have came with a cemetery. I am so cold, nigga like Ben and Jerry. Fill a nigga, deal a nigga, kill a nigga, obituary. My vision blurry, these bitches flirting. I've been drinking all night, I think my kidneys hurt.
Damn.
So I close the curtains on the 62. Her ass to knock your ass out, you better stick and move.
Bro.
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling.
What?
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror.
I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down.
Down.
Chop that ass down, chow.
Chop that ass down.
Down.
All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that
hey.
Ass down.
I look hey. Back at it.
She do it like she do it in the mirror. Be cautious, the booty is bigger than it appears. She speed it up and slow it down like she's switching gears. I'm looking for the baddest one here. I tell her like, do that duck.
Do that duck.
You gotta stretch it out, girl, move that duck. She bend it over, touch her toes when she toot that duck. Like hut one, hut two, girl, who back there? Who back there? I'm back there. I could take a step back and send my cognac there. Picture perfect body, that's a Kodak there. And I make a nigga feel welcome like a domestic there. I'm like, oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. The roof is on fire. So what? I'm high. I'm like, oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. That's a bad bitch. All jokes aside, that shit go.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Do it in the mirror. Let's like do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Let's like do it in the mirror.
I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down.
Down.
Chop that ass down, chow.
Down.
Chop that ass down.
Down.
All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down. I look back at it.
Mr. 5150 and the Prince Aries are in the building. LSNC Radio starts now.
Cause hoes gotta eat too.
Use the hoe.
Use
the hoe.
I said that you the hoe.
Just
sucking down chocolate like daddy-o's. You hoes are horrible, horrendous. On taxes, y'all writing up whole independence. I see the whole rising. It ain't surprising, it's just a whole oasis with ugly chick faces. But hoes don't feel so sad and blue, cause most of us niggas is hoes too.
You hoes!
Mic check 1-2. Is this thing on?
Check 1-2. Speak it to the microphone.
Microphone.
Tell that bitch to speak it to the microphone. Now work it. Work it. Cause practice make perfect. Okay, now work it.
I'm going to need for you to sing that song. I'm so serious. Sing that K. Michelle song. Sing that song.
She mad because the pussy don't work. When K. Michelle said that shit, I was like, God damn, I'm mad. Look, me and my friends, we had a conversation like you know, a little while ago, you know, what women call a pussy. This bitch said her hot pocket, I couldn't take it. I would never look at a hot pocket the same.
Okay, I used to eat hot pockets quite often, and a while back I heard a female refer to it as a hot pocket. And
what was that idea? I mean, that's the idea. As you can tell, he must not have been eating hot pockets all his life. I eat hot pockets. I've been eating hot pockets since 68. I'm just saying, I've never heard somebody refer to their pussy as a hot pocket.
Exactly. See, she said that shit. Somebody realized what we've been thinking for a minute. She said that shit.
What'd she say? Can't nobody hear.
He was munching on them motherfuckers.
I'm saying, if you go read a couple of my tweets, you'll see how key I want to eat a hot pocket. I ain't ate one in a minute.
That nigga was chewing, chewing. And chewing.
Look, I'm gonna need somebody to fucking sign K. Michelle, goddammit. Like she said, she the most famous unknown person there is.
The thing about K. Michelle is she can make up some shit on the spot.
And it be catchy.
Wait. What's her name? My name Rashida. I rap like Shout It Low. This bitch is creative, goddammit.
Okay.
She was pregnant. I think she was.
All right. I'm just saying. Look, I realized when she said, no kiss my ass this time, when Mimi asked for a phone to be wrote for her. I just want to know this. Who the fuck is Mimi having sex with to have this bitch smiling, tattooed all up on a goddamn wrist and arm, got Stevie J fucking with Jocelyn, making these Smith Master Splinter ass faces all the goddamn time, dressed up in this cheap ass Men's Warehouse $20 holler suit with these fucking Steve Urkel glasses on?
Why the fuck did she call this nigga Martin Luther King? Malcolm X. That shit pissed
me off. Because he had them glasses on.
How dare you compliment that wretched ass nigga like that? Don't you ever in your life call Stevie Page Malcolm X? Hell no.
First of all, this bitch probably don't know who the fuck Malcolm X is. This bitch probably think Taco Bell is a fine cuisine restaurant. So you can't even help.
I didn't know she was a rapper. See, I thought she was trying to be a singer, but when I saw her performing, she was performing in Spanish. I was like,
oh, this bitch a rapper?
She's a rapper. She's not a singer.
She don't rap tacos?
Yeah.
Burritos. She rap tacos, burritos?
All that. She be.
Well, tell that bitch what's making some cilantro on my shit.
She's Puerto Rican and she's not Mexican. I bet she can throw down on some Puerto Rican rice, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Give me some motherfucking, what's that, habanero powder, bitch. Bring me some habanero sauce on my shit.
Hey, anyways, so for everybody interested in the Rashida and Kirk and K. Michelle bullshit.
Hold on. Let me just say this. Any nigga, and I mean nigga, who stepped in a female situation... She's a bitch.
Yes, with his three earrings. No, wait, it's four. Sorry.
Okay.
Him and Rashida in a lesbian relationship need to go somewhere.
Okay, K. Michelle.
That's what she said.
I know that's what she said. But no, nah, any nigga that do that, that's a bitch. If you really felt like that, you should have got another bitch to handle her. Or tell your wife. Ain't you friends with Erica?
First off, Rashida calls
me
big bad gangster bitch. He should have called Flocka Mama for some help.
Well, she could call Mama D.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, call Mama D. But Mama D, you know, Erica waiting on Mama D to hop out of line. Fuck that, she need to wait for her to hop out of line. She waiting on that ass.
I want to see a Mama D and Erica fight. I
want to
see that.
What I don't know if this is true, so don't quote me on this. Don't even retweet it. But I heard the fight is not on the season.
Really?
Because
we all know
they threw hands. They threw hands. But it may not be on the season.
I also heard that there was a fight there was a recent event that Scrappy went to with Shay, and Erica was there.
And not only did we go there with Scrappy, me, Erica avoided the shit out of their ass the whole night. When they were trying to get up, they were trying to, like, meet up and speak and shit. Like,
but that's just a couple of weeks ago, she
whooped Shay. And, you know, Scrappy was just in Chicago Saturday. I'm not saying I was there. I'm just saying I know. He was at Chicago, I think, at Adriana's.
He was on the radio.
Yeah, he was there.
And he was at Adriana's.
He was here, but I don't know how many people went. I mean, I don't know how many people love put them paws on them.
That nigga
making
a song.
Finally.
He's making a song called Put Them Paws on Them.
Finally. In season two. Wait, or is it season three?
This season two.
This season two, I just know that CBJ ain't trying to get them paws put on him no more. And then Erica, she's trapped. I mean, I heard Erica crazy. Okay, she a crazy bitch, but she gonna fuck with Erica. But she sure was gonna knock Scrappy over the side of that bloody table.
I'ma say this. Erica is the definition of a bad, independent ass bitch.
He treated his fucking life.
I'ma
his
say
life,
this. Because no, wait.
His mama life. They unborn baby life. His mama head life. The whole nine yards.
Can I ask, excuse me, attention all beauty supplies and horse ranches. I don't know where she get her weeds from, but could y'all stop giving her these weeds to well for free? Because Mama D looks like she be shaving poodles in her spare time just sitting on here. Ain't no wigs. The hair just be nappy and dry. It's like she went to the Salvation Army to get these wigs. Like, I'm just trying to understand.
And I need some new old wigs.
Did she wear them wigs they used to wear back in the times when the judges wore wigs? That's the kind of wig she wear. Queen. Because I'm saying, with no heart.
All right, so I'm going to switch it.
Okay, wait. I got one more thing. Because I couldn't. Y'all didn't let me finish. Erica, Scott's baby mama, little dude, I don't know if anybody know, and quiet as it's kept, she got bread.
She do.
I think she got a master's with a good-ass job. She got more bread than Scrappy. Hell, she had bread when she met Scrappy.
She do. She told his broke-ass when he left. That's how your broke-ass ain't got nowhere to stay. And he can talk about some, see what you get when you give me that ring back. Motherfucker, she has a nice-ass car.
But you know what? In different states, an engagement ring has to be given back if it's called off by the woman. I don't know what the laws is in Atlanta because I live in Chicago. So, but even in some states, you can only get the ring back if the woman broke it off. Now, he broke it off, so I don't think he get the ring back by law. But
he
I want to see him
off.
Talk.
They're still together.
They not together, but.
No. She's still wearing that ring. They still together.
No. They ain't got to be together with a fucking ring. Hell, if I was Erica, I'd keep that ring. Just be spiteful.
This is how, to me, I don't care what the laws is. This is how I see it. If you break it off for me, I get to keep the ring for emotional distress. If you cheat on me and I break it off with you, I get to keep the screen for emotional distress. If I had a man and I ain't trying to be with you, trying to be with your ass, then you can have this ring back because I ain't even studying you. But that's my way. I don't know what the law is going. But yeah.
Fuck your law. If I want my ring back, it's over. Bitch, ring back now.
But it'll look like he went to K, so he don't need to ring back.
That nigga went to the pawn shop.
No way, he got it out of Mama D's tip collection.
For real.
He got it from Huckleman. Hey, I got some new engagement ring.
$2,000, man. That's how much this ring is worth. I sell it to you. That's
right. You better not watch him. Put that ring on.
Motherfucker gonna turn green quick. Anyways, DJ Tracy.
Okay, stand that bitch.
Wait. Who the fuck is DJ Tracy?
That groupie bitch.
Wait, hold on. For those of you who don't know who DJ Tracy is, she is the newest addition to the Love the Hip Hop Atlanta cast. She barely interacts with any of the bitches so far, which is the only reason why I like her.
She's smart.
She's
not on anything with nobody.
She interacted with the bitches one time.
Rashida took her parking spot?
You mean Shorty Low?
What's
that man over there, Rashida? That's Shorty Low.
Shorty
Low.
All I know is
my name is Rashida, and I rap like Shorty Low.
So wait, let me get to my whole point. Let me get to my point. Her boyfriend, no, I'm sorry, her baby daddy, Drew.
Baby Drew, DJ Baby Drew, his brown DJ.
Is no longer with her. He tried to open up a boutique. For those of y'all who've been following the show, y'all know this nigga trying to open up a boutique. He asked her for half the money, $25,000.
She gave it to him.
This bitch, mind you, they broke it up. This bitch has the nerve. Now, this is a man. Has the nerve to come over his house unannounced. Y'all not scared of this bitch. You don't have those.
I'm gonna be over there kitchen till I get my $25,000.
Well, look, I'm going to say this much. This bitch is out of line. He should have not gone to his house unannounced. They not together. It's clear as day she still want his ass.
But he doesn't even matter if he set up his house unannounced. The problem is
but this nigga
that
opened the motherfucking door, though.
Hold on.
This is the problem. She closes this house unannounced because she wants to drop off the check to him. Cool. She gets the, he got a girl there. She should have been like, hi, how you doing? Here's the check. Call me later when you're done. No, she's like, you got groupie bitches in here? Where's she at?
Call Ashley.
What a random ass. Then the girl's sitting on the couch and then she say something rude to the girl and the girl says something. You need to get your hand to my spot. I don't know.
I bet you got a real attitude.
She really did.
Because she was pissed me off, acting all crazy.
My head lay like Rihanna when she talked about this conversation.
Yeah, on to other news. What's his name? Somebody pronounced his name correctly.
Hey, Jocelyn.
Stevie.
Jocelyn, come on. You and Stevie just take over this next conversation.
Stevie not here. Stevie
you know Stevie's sitting next to you.
I'm going to punch the two people who crack a joke in there. Stevie is not here.
I thought Stevie was here.
No.
Stevie not sitting next to you, Jocelyn. Come on, four jobs to make the face.
Going
away,
they already got a
diet.
He's a master splitter. He's talking about him.
Ooh.
Okay.
Kirk, I'm going to need you to shut the hell up, okay?
Who the fuck is out to? He's out to me. He's out to
Kirk. Kirk. Like a damn black
who the fuck is Kirk?
Rashida husband.
Ooh. I'd rather be Kate Michelle's pussy. I'm sorry. At least she get action.
Me? I'm going to need some clap now. Mimi and Kirk in the front row right now.
Hey, Mama D rejected O. Shut up.
Ooh, what?
acting right, but she said that shit wrong. How the fuck you get botch from bitch? Please explain. Where's the A in bitch?
Well, you know, some hoes got, you know, they see A's where O's go. I mean, yeah, where I's go. They got their ass mixed up.
See, that's why Scrappy ain't got no education, because the lady from the school system just dumb
as hell. Shout out to Gucci, man.
Let me go on.
The
lady from the school system just all the way. You got bitches who can't spell with the raw weave. That bitch taking two of them after cutting their hair off.
Hey, hold on. Keep in mind. Now, if you listen to Lil Boozy, he spelled it all up through his songs. Listen to Lil Webby, he spelled it all up through his songs.
They probably went to private school. No, Mama Dean, they went to the low budget shit.
They
you ever see Lean level. On Me? That's the school they went to.
No. See, Webby and Boozy went to school in Bucky.
Nah, them niggas went to school in Louisiana. They not
yeah,
from there.
Yeah, Louisiana.
I was going to say, Scrappy and his family look like they went to school in Florida.
Scrappy and his family, Scrappy and Mama Dean them, they went to that school to Lean On Me. Yeah, that was their school.
They went to
Eastside.
You know the T, I don't talk like that.
You know, and thank you. And even his big looking ass class don't talk like that.
None of y'all. See, I went to school in Florida.
He was out of the damn school they went to. Mama D even left her life.
Real nigga shit.
He gets ATL for real.
Well, see, I just fast.
He was that quiet. Fuck you mean? Let's keep it real.
See, I just fast as hell. Don't care about it. But we ain't talking about that. We talking about Mama D not spelling ass.
Okay, so hold on. Before we go any further. I got to say this. Rest in peace to Lil Scrappy's education.
Okay, no. I got something.
I want to give a shout-out to the bitch that was on the news in Chicago that said she was robbed on Michigan Avenue. Come to find out, this bitch wasn't even robbed.
I was robbed, bitch.
Talk about she got $100,000 brooch stolen, $2,500 watch and a wallet with several thousand dollars stolen in it.
A purse.
And an expensive purse. I'm sorry. This bitch ain't even have a nickel. Talking about she got robbed. Bitch, you the reason we rob people.
First of all, ain't no white old lady going to get robbed in the middle of downtown.
And
there's some black people, and ain't nobody. First of all, it would have been a nigga. A nigga would have been the one to snitch. Even if he did it, he would have called the police like, yeah, these niggas robbing this old white lady. Shit, if it was me, I would have snitched. Shit, she would have gave me the sex in her purse.
Let me tell you this. Hold on. This is black code. We know this. You see old white person getting robbed, money may be attached. That's the time that we do call the police.
But wait, this, yeah, we don't. Somebody get shot right now. I swear to God, I don't know. I didn't see. I'm not saying that. I feel like it's wrong that people don't speak up. But at the same time, if the shit ain't got nothing to do with me and my family, no, I ain't got shit to do with it. But this bitch said it was eight black folk. Now, if eight black niggas surround one white person,
majority of them.
Wait, and she identified majority of them, which means I hope the police department got their lawyers set up because they finna get sued the fuck out of, and this bitch finna get sued, and this little light white lady finna get her ass beat, because the news didn't show her face. Because trust and believe, I have my grandma come tear that ass up. My grandma may be, I ain't gonna say her age, but she passed. 50. She's 50 and beyond. But my grandma got the strength of a motherfucking 28-year-old. I'm just saying, my grandma got hands. She used to be a paramedic and an EMT. And my grandma could throw a bitch that's 200 pounds down a flight of stairs. I've seen her do it. So just trust me. I'll get my grandma on that.
Alright, hold on. Now, this is my motherfucking problem. They had her ass on the news back. Her back was facing the camera, disguising herself so wouldn't nobody make her out. And then they turned the fuck around and then said the shit was a lie. Then she said she could identify majority of the eight people that were robbing her. At first she said it was black. Then she ain't getting no race. Now, you know that's some bullshit. Let me say this. Ain't no way in hell
black folks is finna rob you. In a gang of niggas, ain't no gang of niggas finna rob you downtown. Downtown, unless it's in broad daylight, unless it's downtown Indiana, this shit ain't going.
Downtown Gary, mother. He ain't never faced.
You going to South Side, West Side, you get robbed like that out there. And then what made it so bad was how country she sounded when she was explaining it to him and how lost. Like, this was back in the slavery days and shit, and niggas just couldn't be trusted.
And this is like, I don't know what happened with my stuff. Oh, my stuff.
Then shut up, you lying ass. My hair like that lying bitch with that $100,000 blog. That's what my hair lay like. I say my hair lay like that $100,000 broke. Well, that's what the fuck it is. It's like
broke. $100,000 broke. That bitch is broke.
You know what she was trying to do? She was trying to get the government to pay for some shit. You know how white people are. Sneaky as hell, trying to get some shit free.
Trying to get some money back, bitch. First of all, you shouldn't have said no fucking black people. Black people ain't got no money. Now, who you should have said had the shit with the A-Labs. Those bitches are on all the subways and the gas stations in Chicago. Bitch, you could have carried my folks to A-Labs. Because I damn sure would stand some Pakistanis, some Arabians. The Taliban.
Oh,
yes. That's
abused. Wait, tap out. I just got to put a disclaimer out there. That was an abuse of, I'm not going to say her real name, XOXOXOXO with a hustler, whatever her name is on Twitter. That was a abuse, not the views of LFENT Radio. I'm sorry, but damn, she better you there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, goddamn. I didn't know what I feel the same. That shit just threw me all over.
Some white people, because you know what, feel like that was an uplift for the black community. Because there is no way an old ass black man should have found all them white people. You know what he said that touched my heart? He said, you know what's the problem with a little white girl running to a black man's arms? I believe it. I fucks with it.
I'm here about to look like Rufus. Because that nigga was like, he had the whole left section of his teeth, but the whole right top was gone.
Wait,
one eye was looking at the camera, the other eye was looking at the nigga behind the camera.
So wait, you want to know what make it even bad? They had this nigga on, I think it was
2020. Yeah, he was
interviewing this nigga, and they was like, why did you not accept all of the money that people are trying to give you? Like, that nigga ain't stupid. He know the government, they going to ask for that shit back. He ain't dumb.
But he said them women needed that money more than he do, which is true, because they've been out of society for 10 years. What the fuck they finna do?
They can actually hear you, brother.
Oh. Right, keep talking about that.
Shut up, I'm laughing. Personally, I think whatever his name is, I feel like first off, he was off some top soap because when he was doing it, and for y'all who didn't see the YouTube interview, go ahead and look it up. His ass was off soap because all he was doing was nigga, you need some telegraph. That's a dot when you ain't got nothing to say, because you didn't know what he was saying. But I applaud him, though. And they was trying to down-talk him in the media, talking about some he was a domestic violence and he did this and that and the third.
He's like,
nobody do good. Y'all always know black people say that nigga saved some white girls. Now, if it was a white man, y'all be throwing a parade for us, left man.
No, that's not enough. They would give his ass a monument, a fucking monument.
To the motherfucking city.
And you would, if he was a white man, that nigga could have been a pedophile. They still would have been like, but he's a hero.
He would have raped 12 people and killed 12 dogs.
He would have raped them girls right after he rescued their ass. That's what would have happened. And then they still would have called his ass a hero.
Well, you know what? I don't give a fuck because America fucking with Korea still, and Korea's gonna whoop some ass. You know, I live in America.
Hey, that is one thing that we will not touch on. That is one thing we will not touch on. Leave Korea out of our conversation. We do not want to piss them off.
I'm just saying.
Leave them alone.
The moment I'm just saying.
They make the best
cheese. I'm first with it too, but let it be known that that nigga will be moving to Puerto Rico if anything was to literally happen. I'm just saying.
Canada.
You can take your ass to Mexico if you want to.
I'm there, yeah, and they got good weed.
I'm going to Canada. Free health insurance.
Toronto.
They don't get into it with nobody. I don't let that bitch nigga drink, but his life color to be there. You know, he lives in a nice apartment. They hood so nice, it's like the suburbs in America. They ask,
that's a hood?
Yeah. They eat government cheese, but you're going to be broke and be on the grass. I'm just saying, you know.
Start from the bottom.
Drake
Lackster. They started from minimum wage, fuck you mean. Upper minimum wage.
Hey, fuck that.
This motherfucker who started on minimum wage is still on minimum wage.
Never lying. But look, what we finna do right now, we finna get up out of here. I'm finna play a couple more songs and then we out of here. You already know what it is. Stay tuned.
Piggy bank, but now I got that bigger bank. Who cares what the on what the case. I stay on that hustle, I flex that mix on my soul. Hate to bust your bubble, I'm on that other level. I'ma take it higher, and higher, higher, and higher. I stay in fire, fire, keep burning like that fire.
I gotta close the window before I record, cause New York don't know how to be quiet.
Word.
Stand up.
Word.
Third.
Coochie down to the side, like I'm Biggie Popper.
Baby.
Keep your girl head in my Tommy boxes. But when it out, she a silly hoe, cause she know the freaking side getting plenty dough. She don't get nothing from my nigga though. Once she get his hard, drink some Cheerios. Kinda send it out, but I'm never go. Better put him in a park with the penny low. No tint though, on my window. So you see a nigga shining in a Benzo.
Balling.
Got me feeling like Jim Jones. I'm a pimp though, no limp though. Couldn't copy my style in Kinko. Put in work, run up on the killer, then I put him in the dirt. Run up in the building, see me going squirt. That's what a nigga get when they get into my nerves. I ain't lying. Lay him on that curb, riding on the killer who be coming that firm. Girl, you twerk, twerk that kitty girl, make it turn. Put in work. Flacco, put him in the dirt. Push got the shovel, he gon' put him in the earth. Trinidad that maniac with the all gon' hurt. Yeah, put in work. Schoolboy Q with a pound of the perk. So much work, he'll smoke up the earth. Pull no ground, he's a
that ain't Kanye,
nope.
That's Montana, loose cannon. He shot me, so I had to do it. Put him in the dirt. Put him in the first. I just told him swim with 10 homies on it. Her ass fat, you can park 10 Tahoes on it. When they mask up, coming for your ice. When they bed face, they coming for your life. Baby, don't pray for me, pray for the weak. I
I'm drinking lean. It help me sleep. Illuminati. I'm from the street. Never saw my body. We taking bodies. Put in work. Put in work. Put in work. Put them in that dirt. Shout out that motherland. 12 years old with guns in hand. They don't ask no questions, nigga. All they do is bang, bang, bang. They don't ask no questions. All they do is bang, bang. I say, I do this for them shots. Trinidad, I love you. I do this for them shots. Jamaica, I'm your brother. I know a bitch from B.I. Yeah, that's my partner. You got a problem with it, then that's your problem. I fuck with Asian niggas, and I fuck with Migos. I fuck with Haitian niggas, all they speak is Creole. I said, all I speak is real. Y'all niggas might hate me, but that don't get no deal. I said, now that don't get no deal. I just not got my deal, but I been getting this money. No green card in this struggle, immigration give you nothing but work,
put
nigga,
in work, work,
work,
put
nigga,
in work,
work,
put
nigga,
in work,
yeah.
A lot of niggas die, should've been from Hoover Street. No, I do not have a car, but I could buy one every week. Pimpin' like I'm 33, Mookie's like I'm 36, Shippo's like I'm 28, Tacoma, no, I'm pushing weight. OXY, I'm in your state, eating off your dinner plate. My heart live with Santa State. Super fly, I need a cake. Bitches throwing pussy back and forth, they on my dick. Passion dripping off her lip. She say she never had a crib. Put in work. All big booties make it twerk. All big titties lift your shirt. Show a player what you're worth. Yeah, put in work. Spray his ass in front of the church. Deacon said I did my shit. The pastor said that nigga turn. Pop my collar on my shirt. Make these bitches go berserk. Shipping units, Captain Kirk. Taking Zannies, popping perks. Might not last, I'm bombing first. Turn your backseat to a hearse. Back to the lab with Mother Earth. Had to give young Ferg a burst.
A lot of homies fried, do the crime. I'm a side, driving by, popping nines. Pakistan, Columbine, out of line. Pistols walking. Ride or die, write a script, design a line. All I see is dollar signs.
Want that pretty flocko?
Ratchet, design a jacket. The same niggas who jacket. We the first who claim we faggots. My bitch is a movie actress. Side bitch, one of beauty passion. Got a chick that work at magic. But I'm so damn fine, make a bitch look average.
Woo.
See my daddy in heaven. Right next to Ferg. You know what's up, I'm dope and fuck. Loaded luck,
put in work.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know your taste is a little bit high maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that. Pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie. Sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. See ya.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive, when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat. It either caught me or it caught me. Mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind, P.S.